Do we live in a multiverse? The idea of parallel dimensions has long intrigued scientists and screenwriters alike. But how seriously should we take the concept? Here with some guidance is Paul Halpern, author of The Allure of the Multiverse, Extra Dimensions, Other Worlds, and Parallel Universes. Paul is a professor of physics at St. Joseph's University and the author of 18 popular science books. He's the recipient of a Guggenheim Fellowship and is a fellow of the American Physical Society. He joins us now to share five big ideas from the book.
I'm Paul Halpern, professor of physics at St. Joseph's University and author of 18 popular science books. I've been writing since the 1980s, and I've covered subjects of all proportions, from the interactions of elementary particles and colliders to the Big Bang. I'm sure you'd agree that the allure of the multiverse is my biggest topic ever, given that it describes possible extensions of the universe itself. Let me describe five key insights about my book. The first is that it's human nature to wonder what lies beyond frontiers. The second is that reality is like a hotel with an infinite number of rooms, but with keys that can only unlock some at once. The third is that creating new spaces appears easy. The fourth is that the observable universe is weird. Finally, the fifth point is that only in fiction, but not in science, might we encounter near duplicates of ourselves and others. Insight number one, curiosity drives us to think outside the box of observability. "Pixar, it didn't happen," goes the popular phrase. In our modern technological age, with cameras virtually everywhere, we long for pictorial proof of everything. Hence the fascination with the extraordinary photos taken by the James Webb Space Telescope of galaxies from the nascent years of the universe after the Big Bang. If only our instruments could pick up signals from all of space, we could systematically map it out and perhaps develop an entirely testable theory of everything. Observability has a powerful lure. Many people who reject multiverse ideas, for example, argue that everything in science must be fully verifiable. Complete measurability would be ideal, but it's not going to happen. For one thing, the speed of light sets a strict limit on the extent of what we can detect. It divides an enclave called the observable universe from potential regions beyond that. Indeed, the actual universe could well be infinite, but only a finite region is directly detectable. That doesn't stop us from wondering what is out there beyond those limits. In the absence of direct proof, indirect evidence could be very convincing. In a similar way that volcanoes reveal Earth's innards, perhaps effects on the observable universe might reveal aspects of the rest of it, including the possibility of other expanding universes within a greater multiverse. When we are on the higher floors of a stable high-rise building, we presume that it has a sturdy foundation beneath it without having to visit that bedrock. Similarly, for the cosmos, perhaps indirect evidence might suffice when direct observation is impossible. Insight number two, quantum reality is like an infinite hotel with a curious system of keys. Quantum physics offers even more frustration to those aspiring for complete tangibility and testability in science. For one thing, compared to classical mechanics, in the quantum realm, physical observables such as position and velocity are no longer fundamental. Rather, as the brilliant scientist John von Neumann emphasized, what is key to the theory is the evolution of quantum states in an abstract domain of unlimited dimensions called Hilbert space. Mathematician David Hilbert, after whom that term was coined, reportedly once used a clever analogy of a hotel with an infinite number of rooms as a way of trying to grapple with the concept of infinity. The expression of quantum systems, according to von Neumann, depends on the choice of what an experimenter is trying to measure. In Hilbert's hotel, It is like offering guests a key to just one of the hallways that forbids them from exploring others. Then within that chosen hallway, they are randomly assigned a room. Similarly, in quantum systems, after the experimenter observes a certain physical parameter, such as position, the state collapses with a certain probability into one of its values. One might wonder why an observer's choice should matter so much. In the 1950s, young physicist Hugh Everett III developed one of the first scientific multiverse models to eliminate the role of observers. Instead of quantum states collapsing, they maintain all possibilities indefinitely. The catch is that observers persist in a medley of possibilities as well, their consciousness bifurcating along parallel strands of reality. Such a notion, dubbed the many-worlds interpretation of quantum mechanics, has remained controversial since its inception. Insight number 3. Inflating space seems as straightforward as blowing bubbles. Another type of multiverse model stems from a popular explanation of why the observable universe is so smooth and regular, called the inflationary model. According to that scenario, the presently detectable part of the cosmos passed through an ultra-fast era of exponential expansion very soon after the Big Bang. The effect was like quickly stretching a wrinkled sheet in all directions, making it flat and uniform. Inflation thereby explains why, on the largest scale, the density of matter and energy has a remarkable evenness. Physicist André Linde developed a successful mechanism for explaining how, in the intense conditions of the early universe, quantum fluctuations of energy fields might readily cause sectors of space to expand rapidly. However, as he soon discovered, triggering inflation is not just a solitary phenomenon. Rather, it is extremely simple to generate, implying that it has happened very often and keeps happening, a situation called eternal inflation. Therefore, instead of imagining a single Big Bang, it is helpful to envision the primordial universe as a frothy bubble bath. One of those bubbles grew into our universe, but there might well be other universes out there. Astrophysicists are in an ongoing search for evidence of collisions between our universe and a neighboring one. Insight number 4, telescopes and calculations reveal the observable universe's weirdness. Cosmologists' understanding of the universe is based on Einstein's masterful general theory of relativity. In an early version of that model, before researchers discovered cosmic expansion, Einstein introduced a stabilizing factor called the cosmological constant. It acts to provide a kind of continuous outward pressure. In 1998, researchers found that not only is the universe growing, it is accelerating in its expansion. A tiny cosmological constant nicely models that accelerated growth. Around the same time, theorists found a way of calculating what the cosmological constant would be if it were caused by the energy of quantum fields emerging from the vacuum of the universe, and found an enormously higher value. Why should the universe have a small detected cosmological constant if theory predicts a large one? In the anthropic principle proposed in the 1970s by Brandon Carter, conditions in the universe are limited by the fact that they must end up producing intelligent observers. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. One way of thinking about that idea is imagining a multiverse housing numerous alternative parallel universes. Of those, only a tiny percentage have the right factors to create stars, planets, and life, including possessing a relatively small cosmological constant. Such a small constant doesn't create much outward pressure early on, allowing gravity to clump matter together into stars and planets. Thus, according to that view, the cosmological constant is tiny in our universe because we are here. In most other universes, it is extremely large. Insight number 5. Meeting our alternative selves is not how science treats the multiverse. We have reviewed several scientific ideas about parallel universes. More are discussed in my new book, The Allure of the Multiverse. What we don't find in science, even in speculative fields, is the popular notion that each of us has near doubles with distinct personalities in other branches of reality. We can't suddenly walk through a portal and meet our doppelgangers. So while it is fun to imagine a bunch of versions of Spider-Man or Batman from other universes teaming up to defeat villains, such encounters have no basis in physics, even at its wildest. Multiverses have become very popular in the movies for their entertainment value. However, they take many liberties in their plot lines. Often, for example, wormholes, hypothetical spatial shortcuts, offer instant connections with other worlds. But that is far from realistic. True wormholes, connecting our universe with others, according to theorists, would require the mass of a galaxy and would thereby obliterate Earth if created in its vicinity. No matter, they have become essential in cinema as plot devices, enabling weird encounters with alternative histories. Scientific and cultural depictions stimulate each other, but remain distinct. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy my new book, The Allure of the Multiverse.
Thank you, Paul. That was Paul Halpern with 5 big ideas from The Allure of the Multiverse, Extra Dimensions, Other Worlds, and Parallel Universes. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.